The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 18th of July, 2018. And the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. That new enhanced walk-in humidor, it's huge in there. It's huge and magnificent. And, of course, the customer service.
Shelly was in Las Vegas at the cigar show. While I was there with my Gold Digger reunion. And she said she talked to Cigar Dave and that we're going to have Aficionado back on. And she there's going to be some great releases at Tobacco and Brew. I'll be going to talk about that later.
In fact,
in August, she's going to have a big special.
Smoke out there. So I may have to give you a call.
Nice.
Because Gary Hayward is with us today as my co-host. Linda came in to...
good morning. I wanted to see Gary. And Bob and everybody else.
Hey, Bob. But you know, I just became chopped liver.
Pretty much.
Did you know I see that? And, of course, you're here with Bad Bob.
I have to make the observation that there is an idiot living down the road from me. Some guy out there at 2 o'clock in the afternoon... running a chainsaw.
Mm. Well, first of all, I
can hear him two hills away.
I think it's against the law to have it running a chainsaw during the middle of the day.
I was sorely tempted to get in my Jeep and drive over there. What is wrong with you?
Just to look at him. Yeah. You know, why didn't you do something quiet like hot tar on the roof of a house at 2 o'clock? Sweetheart, first of all, welcome back, you little gold digger, you. And
can we clarify that, please?
We will as we go along. But give us the weather first, then we'll clarify.
You better clarify that. Okay. Now, when we talk about digging for heat, how's that? Overnight clear with our lows will just be around 76, about 5 miles per hour with the northwest winds Wednesday, which is tomorrow, sunny and hot, or today, sunny and hot with a high near 110. That's it, 110. Mostly clear tonight with 77. Thursday calls for sunny and hot with around 108. And Thursday night, 75. Friday, mostly sunny and hot with 103. I'm just going to give you the high temperatures. Saturday, 101. Sunday, 103. Monday, 106. And Tuesday, 106.
Is that it? Oh, darn.
Yeah. So, you know, and I don't know. You know, yesterday I ran around and I tried to do all my errands. It started at 6 in the morning. You know, cleaning the car, washing the car, doing the watering, outside stuff. I went to the laundromat because I wanted to do all my comforters and pillows and all that stuff. And about 1 o'clock, I just stood up in the kitchen and I got dizzy.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't know why because, you know, I'm trying to be active.
Enough water.
It was there for 1 o'clock.
Not enough water there, hon.
Could be.
Anyway, the weather report is brought to you by
Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. Yeah. I don't know, these little signs that we have up here, I can't see Gary's eyes. And, you know, of course, that's a beautiful thing to look at.
Gosh, you know what?
Here. I'm coming back.
I'm taking a knife. I was just going to cut that off there for you.
I'm not sure. Because when we go and we start doing our YouTube and our Facebook Live and all that stuff, we want to have these
signs.
We
want to have it in such a way it doesn't cover the face, though. Yes. Hey, by the way, we're here with Gary Hayward, our good friend, who is he is the general manager of the Wind River Casino and hotel and all this, but also the head of the development company there.
Yes.
Of the Rancheria.
Yeah, we call it Redco, so Red Rancheria Economic Development Corporation.
And is in, of course, you know, he's got a small project coming up in the next, couple years?
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about that.
It's looking good. I mean, there's still a lot of groundwork to be done. There's a lot of processes and things that people don't realize that projects go through, and we go through the same thing as anybody else. It's no different.
You are not on a fast track.
No.
Oh, no, they're letting them do this, and they don't have to do this.
Right.
No, you do everything.
In fact, we have a little extra, because people don't realize that Indian gaming is the only federally regulated gaming in the United States.
So they're all over you.
Yeah, so we're we got layers and layers, and, yeah. and that's fine. We're good with it. We know how to deal with it, and we're dealing with it. And I've been out in the public a lot lately in the last month and a half, 2 months. And
Rotary.
I'm out there, yeah, and I'm open. Any groups that want me to come talk,
small
I'm available.
Or large.
It doesn't matter.
And no, I know that because
I've seen you from 6 to 200.
Yeah, so. I've seen you at all of them. And here's the thing, that if you remember when they were putting in the wanted to put in the shopping mall down there in Churn Creek Bottom.
Right.
They came here, I guess, 6 months ahead of time, and they came in to talk to us. I don't know why. We were some of the people they talked to. I said, you need to start right now, buddy. And the guy that was in charge of their you know, media campaign, I said, you need to start now. Because these people started like 3 or 4 months ago, you know, that they're going to be opposing you. Well, we've done this before, Carl, and we think, you know, we come in the last couple of months, you know, and we talk and we tell people, we show them what they're going to get from us and blah, 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 blah. And I said, you need to start right now, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
And they just ignored it. And I know I wasn't the only one telling them that. And by the time it got to that point, they could throw all the money at it they wanted. It was too late. They had been juggernauted.
Yep.
They obviously hadn't paid attention to all the news stories from when the truck stop got shot down.
No, the car mall.
Well, there was the auto mall, and then there was a proposition to put in another truck stop.
Oh, I didn't know about that one.
Yeah, and they lined up against that.
And the horse park. Let's not forget the horse park.
They took the community too lightly, and they took the what they were dealing with like it was any other place. This is not just every other place. I mean, this community takes whatever comes here to heart, and they want to make sure what comes here, they are going to be.
And they want to be involved with it, and they don't want to have somebody tell them what they should be thinking. They want to be able to make up their own minds, which is why we, you know, why people listen. You know, what we have here is that they want to be able to hear the whole story. That's why, you know, because I've heard, I've seen what you're, you know, you and I talked, and you kind of gave me what you were sharing with people a couple months ago, and it lays out everything on building the new casino and hotel and everything, laying it out there, and people already know that, as you've pointed out, they think it's going to be trucks out in front and stuff like that, and it absolutely doesn't.
No.
So there are, the fear is there because of the unknown, and you're 6 to 206 people.
Let me just say that I think that there's an imprint, obviously, on people that are driving up 5, and they see, what's the name of the casino?
Rolling Hills.
Yeah, Rolling Hills.
I totally agree with you.
They see that in their minds, and that's what they think this is
like
going to be.
Yeah.
And this is what I hear, because, you know, we're all over the place every day, like all of us, but, you know, and we talk about the fact this casino, we think the casino and the wonderful project you guys are doing is going to move forward and come through. And so the argument is that some people say, I don't want to see that. I want to drive by a huge parking lot, see a bunch of cars out in front, like another Costco, and then another casino with things out front. I said, oh, you have no idea. Until they get the visual, really see the visual. And has the paper printed that yet?
No, but that's a great idea to get that in the paper. Because
it may be a full pager that shows people that.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And we can do that now. We have something to show. So that's, thank you, Linda. That's something we didn't do.
Linda mentioned the horse park that got shot down here in Reading. But you drive past Rolling Hills, that beautiful equine facility down there. That could have been us with all that money coming in. Thank you very much.
Well, you know what? There's a variety of reasons for
that.
Anyway,
hey,
we're here
with
Gary here, and we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back and let's talk about what. Let's talk about the plans, okay? And then we can move on because you're my co-host, and then we get to ask Linda what, you know, when she went to the 50th anniversary.
I saw that on Facebook. That looked pretty cool.
Oh yeah, 50th anniversary of the Gold Diggers, and
that's
then she
amazing.
Can explain that it's not. I think everybody that knows Linda knows that the Gold Diggers was a music thing and not just a way of marrying better because she married me.
Martin,
so obviously when she married me, she just blew that whole thing about Gold Diggers right out of the water. Hey, it's 15 minutes after the hour. 15 minutes out of the after the hour of 7 o'clock here on the 18th of July. And this portion of the show is brought to you by friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. Let me repeat this one more time. 111 today. 109 tomorrow. It's not getting under triple digits ever again. Okay, maybe it is. Maybe in October. Anyway, Alliance Heating and Air, voted best in the North State, over 25 years of experience. They can work on any type of system. Better-known business. Give them a call, 221-2642, or look at their website. Check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. Super people. We'll be right back. Gary Hayward and I, and, of course, Linda Bach.
Careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention. Since 1968.
You obviously really love washing your car. Your wheels always look like you just got your car detailed.
Oh, I hate washing my car. That's why I'm in the Car Wash Club at Premier Oil Change. I can run my car through their state-of-the-art new car wash all month long for a fixed price.
Now that's out of my budget.
You'll be pleasantly surprised. It's very affordable. It starts at $22 a month, and it is fast. I get my car washed in under 5 minutes. They have free vacuums right next to the freeway. Easy in, easy out. I also like the oil change service. Having an infant and not having to get out of my car is a huge plus.
What a great service. Glad I asked. I'll check it out tomorrow.
Visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change and unlimited car wash.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Spa, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean here at Wind River Spa. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Redding that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name.
I'm Jeff Fink, president and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank, and I invite you to stop by our new downtown Reading branch located at 1845 California Street, one block south of Jack's Grill, or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Our team is ready to spoil you with personalized service.
Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
I am Jim from Design Time. Oh, another doggy accident on your carpet. Oh, that's the worst. You can clean it up and hope it won't smell, or you can have the new LifeGuard waterproof backing from Shaw Floors. This patented LifeGuard system protects against odors and stains. If you have pets and kids, you can be confident that your home will stay clean and fresh with LifeGuard carpets from Shaw. Featured at Design Time. Stop by and see us. We're located on Highway 273 just north of Wind River Casino. See you there.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this fabulous... Wow, is it hump day?
It's hump day.
It's hump day. Good morning, everybody, and welcome back. Just get ready for around 110 today.
110.
And our lows will be 78. Currently, 75.
Don't leave anything in your car that you expect to come back to, that it's still going to be in the same order. Animals, people, chocolate, anything. I took out squash out of my car yesterday that somebody gave me because I didn't want to leave them in the car because I knew the car was going to get up to like 130. I didn't want to come back to baked squash in my front seat.
Mm-hmm.
So I just took them out and took them with me, carrying them around like this.
The potatoes were already sprouted, by the way.
The potatoes were sprouted already, but they weren't when they went in there, okay? Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice. Right downtown here in the center of town. Of course, Gary Hayward is my co-host today, and we're going to be interviewing Linda in a little bit. But let's go to Linda first because we got a half hour after that. We got a lot of time to talk about what we're going to do. Then the sheriff's coming in. Then you and I get to tag team the sheriff on things. And
nice. Thanks for that visual.
Yeah. Well, I'm talking about. Well, I'm not going to wear my gold thong. Now, Gary can get away with it, but I may have to wear my Speedos. But then the sheriff could be in his.
I'm married
tank
to you
top.
In that, Gary.
Okay. Linda, tell us where you were.
Well, there was a 50th reunion for the Dean Martin Gold Diggers, and there were 25 years of Dean Martin Gold Diggers. They started in 68, of course.
When you were 10 years old.
I didn't actually, when I joined the group, I wasn't, I was living down in L.A. to be in show business, and I went on an open call, and I thought, I wasn't really familiar. My era was Sonny and Cher. So Dean would have been, that 6 or 7 years, 10 years prior to me when he really had a show, which stopped in 72. And 72 would have been when high school era for me. So anyway, when I joined the group in 1978, this would have been, I worked Las Vegas, there were six girls, there were four that were chosen, and there were six of us, and so we worked in Las Vegas, we opened for Bob Hope, we opened for the different headliners on Las Vegas, and Dean Martin, of course, I don't know how many weeks a year at the MGM, we were always on call, and then we worked Canada and Toronto and Mexico, and we toured around the United States. Many times just like the ink spots would be at a place and then we would be there, we'd do fair dates and that kind of thing. So it was, it was a glorious time, but there was a group that we went, my girlfriend and I, Marie, were the only girls that would have been from our era that wanted to go and represent. And so what we did is, we drove into Vegas and there were these girls, the other women, which would have been 69, 70, 71, 72, would have been during the heyday of the Dean Martin show, but the most important part of this event that we discovered is that Greg Garrison's son.
And Greg Garrison was the producer of the Dean Martin show, plus so many other shows.
Matt Helm, and he did all the Dean Martin shows.
He did a lot of,
So the woman who auditioned Marie and I, her name is Janet Tai, she had been all those years with the Gold Diggers, and she was the one who was the den mother, very strict. And they had very strict codes in the early days because in my era, we got married, girls would leave and have a kid and come back. But in that era, they were 17 to 21. They had to be single. They were chaperoned. Everything they did was very coveted and very innocent. And they went with Bob Hope on a world tour. And this documentary that we saw that night that was put together by Greg Garrison's son and his wife had edited it, were interviews from the girls, and they were there the night of the first night, the Friday night, the cocktail night. They were interviewed today, and then it would flashback on what they looked like in that era and snippets from the television show, and better yet, about what their experiences were when they went to Vietnam.
And that was the big thing.
That was a really big thing.
The Gold Diggers went to Vietnam several times.
Wow.
And entertained the troops. And they would go into the hospitals, and they would visit the boys in the hospital. And one of the things that we don't really know about Bob Hope, first of all, the girls weren't allowed to go into the burn wards or the amputee wards. But Bob Hope, wherever he went into every single ward. So, made my heart full and filled with the fact that, I always thought, we know that Bob Hope was like, his big thing was a USO and that he would go perform for the troops. But that really put him in a different light to me over this weekend.
He went to the tough places, too.
He went to the tough places. Yeah. And so the girls were talking about how they still get fan mail. They'll go out and get fan mail from Vietnam vets about I was there in Da Nang and what it was like. And they showed one of the snippets of them performing in the in the rain. And these guys, you know, these guys were just their age. They were over there.
Yeah, they were.
And they didn't know if they were going to come back alive. And then one of the girls were talking about how they got on a runway and these guys were going into the jungle and they were all geared up. And somehow they got on the run, and they started running towards each other, and then they both stopped. Because it was like, okay, can we touch each other? I don't know. And so then they just all hugged and kissed and all that, and they knew that these guys thought they knew they may not be coming back. And the girls knew they may not be coming back. So it was this pivotal moment in their lives.
One of the remarks on Facebook from a gent was, hey, I spent two tours, or he says, I'll always remember the gold diggers coming to entertain us. That was on Facebook. That was that generation,
and so they were doing the 50-year reunion, and my girlfriend and I said, although we weren't of that generation, we want to come and represent our younger generation and be there too, because we're
honor your older sisters.
The most wonderful time because, you know, they didn't, like, who are you? Well, we were with Gold Diggers from 1978 to 1991, because the group was put in retirement in 91. So I had 8 lovely years to tour and travel the world, and Marie had 12 or 13. So that's a long time. They were 3 and 4, but they had these. So we went to respect, and it was just a great time. So
they welcomed you all in.
They welcomed us all in. We did a cocktail reception at one of the girls' homes. She lived in a beautiful home in a country club area in Henderson. She put this, it was like a wedding for 4 days. And the press came and did pictures, and then the final night was at a country club. So if you're wondering where I was, and then Marie and I tried to do a step back in Vegas, and I can just tell you right now that the Strip is like Times Square. Times Square in New York. If you've been there, that's what the Las Vegas Strip is like, and we were trying to find old school. And Peppermill hasn't changed.
No, not much. I'll bet.
My store, and I'm sticking to it.
Okay. You know, there was no... never mind. But the bottom line was, seeing everybody, there was some trepidation about going before you left, a little angst. But you came back, and you said it was, you know, you were so glad to do that, and that you've become friends with another group.
Right.
And I tell you what, they're all splendid looking. I mean, they're old. I mean, they're in their 70s and some in their 80s.
Everybody's extremely, they're accomplished at whatever they're doing in their own lives. And there's a sisterhood. But one of the things that we were blessed with was that with working with Greg Garrison and Dean Martin and Lee Hill and Janet Tai, it gave us all a platform. It's like doing theater. I mean, there are strict rules. You have to show up on time. You have to look a certain way. Meaning you have to carry yourself a certain way. You don't go down into the lobby when you were with Goldie. You got to go down looking good because you had to represent all the time. So those are skills, basic wonderful skills that you take in life as a professional the rest of your life. Like the many of the girls have businesses. They're in real estate. They're in television. They're in, they're doing, many are moms and they're just doing very well. One woman was 75. I don't know. She had a skincare line and she looked like she was 30. She like developed her own skincare line where people actually go to her and label her stuff. So anyway, it was just wonderful and fascinating for everybody and to see everybody just full of love. There was no pettiness. That's what I was worried about. Like, oh, nobody's like petty, women can get like that, but not this group. So I'm proud to say the takeaway was a spiritual high from women loving women from the fact that we had this commonality and
y'all were singing at the end, everybody's holding hands and and singing about what was it?
That's
about
cool, love. I think.
No, it really was. And Linda was helping
what I did for
lady.
Love, what I did for love. Yeah.
And then all of you, several of you also sang there.
Yeah, we did. They had a piano player and everybody got up and they would pass the mic and I sang. I did, somebody had to hand me the mic. I wasn't gonna go up, but I did all of me and that was fun. Yeah.
So,
all right. So,
okay, we're going to take
Gary
a break.
Gary Hayward's here.
And Gary Hayward. Now we're going
to.
We're going to
cover.
Yeah, we're going to do a. It's been a while. A few
the
months.
The here and now.
Yes.
Here and now, and the near future here.
Yes.
So we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. 301 Hartnell Avenue is kind of like a cruise ship that's arrived in Reading for people that are active seniors. Cruise director, they have activities director, a gourmet chef. I mean, if you're tired of cutting the grass and doing the dishes, give Brian a call at 238-5981. These people have a great time over there. They are a fun group. River Commons Senior Living. We'll be right back with Gary Hayward and Linda Bott.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Yeah, you'll stop. I have the right of way. Or really. Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of Eastside Road just before Gervin. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on. Like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear, but directly from the lab. That means you get it faster and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab, faster for less.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Just let me say for the record.
Welcome back to Free Fly Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. But my co-host today, of course, is Gary Hayward of the Ready Ranch.
Super glad to be back.
Oh, man. Thank you. What? We've got to do this on a regular basis because you're full of information. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by North State Security. An ounce of prevention since 1968. That's right. They've been in business 50 years. Lance Beck's dad started this 50 years ago. They've got a program that can have somebody at your office or at your home in 10 minutes or less. Yeah. 243-0295. Think about that. Somebody in your business that's kind of bothering you. And, you know, they're sitting there. And maybe they feel like they have to go to the bathroom. You want to get them out. You know, one of those things. Give North State Security a call and let them do it. And you know what? They handle everything from power plants to the river trail to things like this. North State Security. An ounce of prevention since 1968. Hey, Gary, we're here. And of course, we're moving forward. I say we because I think of this as a community. You're part of our community here. You're part of this big surge forward that Reading's doing.
And that's how we feel about it, too.
Yeah.
We feel like we're part of the community. I think there's still a part of the community that, you know, that doesn't realize what we do on a daily basis, not, you know, the last 25 years, but on a daily basis. That hasn't stopped. It's only grown. So we're getting more involved. And it's awesome. I've been out there. I've been talking to people. And a lot of people know, but we don't talk about it enough to update them on where we're at and what we're still doing.
Well, there's a lot of humility here. I mean, you don't – it's difficult, and I know you. It's difficult for you to go out and say, hey, you know what we've done for you? Or done for our community. Not done for you. That sounded wrong. But you know what? We are a part of this community. And these are some of the things we've done to help our community prosper. But you don't really say that.
Traditionally, tribes don't do that.
Don't do that.
They don't do that within because people don't realize that a tribe is a collective society, and that's how they've culturally always been brought up. So when it comes to this individualistic type stuff that people, you know, talk about, it's hard for tribes to do that because they feel like they're somewhat bragging, and it's not.
That's not the way it's done.
Right, and. Yeah. But they have to realize too, and we're getting there. We're starting to get there. We have to tell people the facts.
Can we at the break? Let's talk about speaking of facts. We were talking about facts at the break, and you're on your third clinic, or what would you call that? A health center?
Yes, health center. So we have three health centers currently. We have the Churn Creek Health Center. We have the Liberty Street Health Center, and we currently. Opened the Weaverville Health Center approximately 6 to 8 months, and Glenn knows the exact date, but it was this last year.
If Weaver can keep Glenn
a year
in
ago
the country.
Now, because, you know, time's flying. And, about a year ago.
And you're serving in the Native American, what would you call it, Native American
community.
Peoples, over 8,000 people that you're saying that don't have to use the other facilities because they have these facilities.
We take care of them. And we also take care of now on the Churn Creek campus, we take care of those patients who lost that service that was there before the Churn Creek clinic closed down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the one that Churn Creek Medical Center did.
Right.
We took those on. And it's really cool because it's working out really well.
This is the Medi-Cal types is that over and above the 8,000?
Oh, yeah.
So that's another, 6,000 or something?
And
we also
take care of all of our employees who choose to use the services, and it's growing.
That's
a
lot of people.
Yeah, we've got great docs. We have a dental facility, which is phenomenal, and that's primarily for the natives. The dental is
right,
but the medical is a variety. It's from the public all the way to the employees of the tribe.
But we're talking about people that would have a tough time getting medical care, you know, even under the Obama thing, and a lot of them would end up in the emergency room. And now they've got. They've got a place they can come to. They've got doctors. They've got, you know, and Medi-Cal picks it up. And Medi-Cal, and we all know that Medi-Cal is not like the highest payer in the system either.
No, and thank goodness we have a great billing department. They keep things going.
They're going after them. We're going after you.
Yeah.
We're going after you, California. Okay. But I understand because you and I talk about it, and I know you very well. But it is, and I, you know, when we get on and we talk, you know, the clinics, the money, and I hate to be crass about this, but the donations. I guess maybe that's the better way of putting it. You all find anything from a fire truck to iPads for students and books to help our schools, to help our veteran community. You all are really big in helping the veteran community. We want a safe place.
We have a lot of donated money to.
Yeah, and you don't make, well, and that's Native Americans have a high percentage.
They do.
Of veterans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do. And people don't realize that.
They do have a high percentage of veterans.
Especially in the Marine Corps.
Especially in the Marine Corps. We and the Navajos in the Marine Corps, I mean, we're linked. We will always be linked.
And your old roomie was a...
He was a Navajo.
Right.
Yeah, well, he's my combat
Navajo,
buddy.
Yeah. He calls you every Marine Corps birthday.
Yeah, we stay in touch. Donald Jim.
Donald
and
Jim.
That would confuse people terribly on his name. Donald Jim was Navajo, whose dad had been a Marine, a career Marine. So he was a tough guy, big guy. And we would joke all the time that he says everybody in the United States, maybe even the world, is part Cherokee.
That's probably true.
They say, because everybody says, oh, no, I'm part Cherokee. He says, they were prolific little guys.
They're all over the
United
States.
They're all over the world. Anyway, but the fact is that the things that you find, are the, you know, that you all go out and find how you can help our community, because you are. You all are community, too.
Well, yeah, we're looking for ways to make things happen, not reasons why things can't happen. And that's something I focus on. Anytime someone says, oh, I don't think that's going to work, there's always one or two good reasons why you can make it work. There's 99 ways to say no, right? You can say no in a heartbeat. Mm-hmm. But I focus on how do we – I mean, you have to really convince me we can't make something happen. Mm-hmm. You know, and there's other things that we – and I'm just going to throw this out there only because it's kind of a – I have a milestone coming up. With it, our Head Start program is about 25 years old, probably 25 years old now.
Wow.
And both my kids graduated from this program. So we have two classes of 40 kids total we run down there at the Rancheria. And it's probably the most diverse program in Shasta County. It's got to be. And my grandson's going to graduate next year. So that's really weird for me because my kids both graduated. And now my grandson, who's going to be, he's four, he's going to graduate next year at the same exact Head Start program. And it's a great Head Start program. It's the graduation ceremony. I'll have to invite you guys to check it out.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't last very long, but they make their own breastplates, and they wear them, you know, very proudly to the ceremony. Mm. And they learn a lot about a lot of different cultures, not just our culture, but... It's really a cool program.
Well, they say kids that get the Head Start programs that get in early, but, you know, they're a success. It can be a success because it gives them gives them that initial push.
How old are the ages of to begin in the Head Start?
Three. So they have to be potty trained, of course. They have to be potty trained.
Okay.
So we'll take them a little bit earlier if they're potty trained already.
Okay.
So they can get in a little bit earlier, but generally that doesn't happen,
yeah.
Especially the boys. Hate to say it. The girls are always good.
The girls are
They're
all right.
Hanging on.
Yeah, the girls are in there. The guys go, whoa, what's this?
I was worried when we had kids, I was worried because I had a girl first, and then my son came along, and I was like, is something wrong with him? I'm kidding.
No, you were just like,
wow. No, guys are different.
Yeah.
Okay, I saw a movie the other
Sorry.
Okay, I'm going to tell it during the break.
I worked through it.
We'll discuss it during the break about, you know, a girl that she's a girl that but she come, and comes up with a guy's body.
You're not discussing it at the break.
Okay, I'm not.
You're discussing it now.
Right.
And they all had to go to the bathroom. And she goes, whoa, you guys got a handle.
That's awesome.
Okay.
That was good.
Anyway, okay, we're here with Gary Herewood, and I just, you know. Yeah, I thought that was funny because, you know, it was just, you know.
No, it's great.
It's great. Okay, here we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
You know you make me want to kick my heels up and down.
Region
Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Paul Zoet.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this Wednesday morning.
Hump day.
I was just trying to go into the tempo.
The coffee just kicked in.
Currently 78 degrees and climbing today. Our temperature will be 110. I think we're going to do a drum roll because we have another turning of the, I'm sure the temperature, Bob's clicking it on now. Our lows tonight will be 77 and we're currently at 80 degrees.
In other words, it's, I feel like the guy on the tote board at the telethon.
Right,
it's not
going
to get any cooler today. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction, the largest privately owned firearm instruction company in California in 42 counties right now. Northern Firearms Instruction. Check it out at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 999-1822. We're here with Gary Hayward, general manager of the, of course, of Wind River Resort Casino, but also the head of their development agency. And you've got, and we want to talk about the I-5 project, but also you just kicked off up in the city of Shasta Lake, too.
Yes. We purchased 11.1 acres right in the city of Shasta Lake, I mean, right when you drive into the city of Shasta Lake, it's off to the north or to your right, for those who picture it differently. Mm-hmm. And it's right there behind the Valero gas station and across from McDonald's, kind of in the corner there. Beautiful piece of property. It's been sitting there for a long time. We picked it up, and we're currently in the process of soliciting the architect for the development. And so the primary, their main component is going to be a hotel. So it's, we're focusing on the Hilton brand. We haven't actually tied down the actual brand. I mean, not brand, the actual one that we're going to put there, because they have different
tranches. You know, like whether it's shirt.
They have the HGIs, and they have a new thing called the True. And it's the one that's competing with the Aloft, which is under the Sheraton brand.
Oh,
it's a mid-scale, but it's kind of geared towards millennials and also everybody now.
Shasta Lake City.
Right there.
And it's getting big. They're growing there.
It would go around that would be a development, would have a couple restaurants and some retail space. So we're gonna start putting a picture together on that here real soon once the architect. We've done all the preliminary stuff, and it's looking really good environmentally. Yeah. And the city is super pumped, and they're super behind us, and I can say that and feel good about that. Mm-hmm. They want to see something happen. We're going to make something happen, and it's going to be fun at the same time.
Right. Okay, the I-5 project.
The I-5 project is, so we're in the design phase. We're on the cusp of going into the schematic design, so we're kind of wrapping it up. And so when we were on break discussing it, I think it's the right time to get the picture out there on our website. So thank you. Linda actually said something about that. And
I'm a visual person, so we're talking about it, I have to see it in my mind's eye. So.
Because people are still picturing what they have seen before,
right.
And it's not going to be like that.
No. They have to, and people have to understand, even our own facility right now, that's 25 years of building onto something. So we literally have, 93, 2000. I mean, when you look at it, we've built on it. It's kind of like parts of Europe. You go to parts of Europe, and there's layers of centuries of
centuries. Yeah, they dig down not with you guys, but down in Rome. I think it's like 300, 400 feet down because the place would burn down, and they just build on top of it again. So
in a couple of weeks, one could go to your website and see what is a projection, a look of what that's when you're driving up 5, what that would look like.
Yes. Yeah.
That's great.
And I tell you what, when you see the things that and the plans there, it's not like any other place you've seen.
No, it's going to be a true resort. And I've talked to some of the business owners as well, especially the hotel owners, and they get it. What we're bringing, we can't accommodate everybody. We're going to be able to seat 2,000 people at an event.
Think about this.
We're going to have a hotel that's going to have about 250 rooms.
That means
rooms.
Big groups coming.
When people, what do they do in Vegas? They have conventions.
Yes.
Big conventions.
And we're going to be able to bring conventions here that have never really been able to come here, because we're going to design that specifically for that. It's going to be multi-purpose as well. It'll go from one thing to the next. There'll be a nice wedding facility attached to it as well, right on the river, which we don't have one of those. You have to go and find those. There's places you can do it. But we're going to have all these things that Reading currently doesn't have. We are not expanding the gaming space one square foot. So the gaming is not the expansion. It's the amenities that support bringing in more people to the community. And at the end of the day, everybody's going to benefit. And that's what I want people to know. This facility is going to look amazing. I mean, it's going to blend in, but it's also going to pop at the same time. So it's not going to be glitzy and the old Vegas stuff.
You're not going to have neon signs everywhere.
None of that. I mean, literally, our parking garage is going to park 1,200 cars approximately.
Now, this is
a
parking garage.
That's why we won't have it. It won't look like a big parking lot. It's going to be a garage that blends in. It'll actually have the mountainscape on the front of it. So the mountainscape behind it, which will be to the west, that will be on the building. So it will look like it blends in.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
With the area.
Now, and the other part.
Very Boulder, Colorado.
Yeah.
Yes.
It is.
Yeah.
And, so the part is that, any larger vehicles get parked behind. So.
And we're not going to really accommodate the trucks. The only trucks that we're going to accommodate at this point are the ones that are delivering our stuff to the loading dock.
All right. That's mm-hmm. So that's you kind of cut that part out
and the
of
RVs.
Your.
It'll be an RV area, but it'll be off to the behind them to the back too. But we're not going to cater to trucks. People have this thing, oh, why not? Look at Rolling Hills. The damage that those trucks are going to do to the roadways that we're going to have getting in there aren't worth what they would bring.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't, traditionally, they're not gamers because they don't have the money to game.
Mm-hmm.
They're on the road and paying for gas.
And they sleep in their truck.
Besides, you've got a monster truck stop a mile away.
Right.
Thank you.
That's right. And, you know, you can always get a Uber or a taxi or something.
And that's what we currently do. We currently accommodate them by making those connections down there because they can't get in down there. Sometimes they sneak in, and when they get in there, they're stuck. You know,
right.
It gets crazy. But
the how many jobs are we talking about here?
We're currently at 440, and we're going to be around 925.
So you're doubling the workforce.
Yes.
Yeah. And did I see something recently about Wind River is hiring? I saw something in the
We're always hiring. It's
That's great.
We went through a lot of change, and so we're always in the process of hiring. You know, we've increased a lot of the standards on the F&B side, and
F&B.
Food and beverage.
Oh, food and beverage. Oh yeah, F&B.
Come on, honey.
You're right. I should have gotten it. Yeah. F&B. All right.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go to the phones. We have a caller. You're live on the air. Do you have a question for our guest, Gary Hayward? Jean?
Yes, I do. I was always under the understanding when California voted to bring in Native American casinos that it had to be on their sovereign land. And I don't believe that's the sovereign land because you make money on your sovereign land, you go out and buy other property, that shouldn't be on your sovereign land.
Right. It's currently not in trust, but it's in the process of going into trust. And it was traditional lands that the tribes had occupied years, hundreds of years ago, all the way through till it was taken away from them. And we purchased it with our own money, and the government is in the process of putting it in trust. So until it's in trust, Gene, we cannot game there. But once it's in trust by the federal government, we will be allowed to game there.
Well, here's my whole thing. Okay, so the whole country is your sovereign land then, if you go with that.
It is, but we don't own it. It was taken from us.
Well, I understand that, but they, you know, that's what I hate to see coming in to the city of Redding. A huge, big casino. I would like to know how much money do you, what is your, you know, what do you bring in? I have seen the figures before. I mean, it was like $8 billion.
Oh, no, I wish.
No, not you, but the entire, grouping, you know. And I go down to of casinos. And so I'm going, man, to take in that kind of money when, you know, and people are, I'm not for gambling in my community. If you wanted to go and, you know, flush your money down the toilet, you know, in another state, you know, go for it. But, you know, I can see so many people being devastated. What it does to the people, and instead of buying something, they get hooked on the gambling.
Well, Gene, let
thank you, Gene.
Understand, because, you know, there are other people, too, that think that. Gary.
We just have a few minutes left.
Yeah, we just
segment,
have a couple minutes
thank you,
left.
Gene.
So, Gary.
Yeah, I totally understand where Jean's coming from. She doesn't game. That's not a form of entertainment that she believes in. That's okay. But it's everybody's choice to have the entertainment that they want to go and do. We don't condone problem gambling. In fact, we have a process in place to help people.
You have programs to help people that are addicted.
We have self-exclusion processes. We have the family can exclude the person.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want that in our community
either.
It's a form of entertainment. You know, I look at it like anything else. You budget your entertainment, right? And if you don't, and we pay attention to that, we don't want that in there as well because that person lives with us in this community. I don't want to be out and about running into somebody that I know has a problem.
Right.
Well, again, we go back into Wind River of Redding, you know, Redding Rancheria of Redding, not at Redding.
Right. It's kind of funny.
Your community.
It's kind of funny. It's not funny, but I think that's the perception of the people who don't believe in the gaming, you know.
Industry, period. Yeah.
I mean, I game, but I have a budget just like everybody else, you know.
And everybody, it's just like saying you can have one glass of wine or you go into addiction. So if you serve alcohol. Well, not everybody's going to be be a bunch of drunks. It's an analogy, but you know what I'm getting
and
at.
And Jean, I really can't wait till you see what this is going to look like, because I understand she's picturing a Calusa, or she's picturing
Hills
or something like that. You know, so wait till you see what they have planned, because I think you're going to see is that. Yes, it's much more. It's not any bigger than it used to be, but it's twice as big as in the amenities and restaurants.
I guarantee it'll be the safest place in town to hang out.
Well, that's something else we need to talk about at some point. Maybe we're going to take a break. Gary Hayward is my co-host, even though that we're quizzing him right now. And the sheriff. Yeah, well, the sheriff's going to come in right after that. Now we get to pile on him. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump is predicting big results out of his summit with Vladimir Putin, while dismissing those who are critical of his performance in Helsinki.
The president tweets that some people hate the fact that he and Putin got along well. He says his critics would rather go to war than see this, and that they suffer from Trump derangement syndrome, a phrase heard on Fox and Friends and used by some of the president's allies. His Wednesday tweets made no mention of his having walked back comments at his summit press conference that suggested a lack of confidence in U.S. intelligence agencies. Greg Clugston, The White House.
They say the ordeal made them stronger and taught them not to live carelessly. The 12 boys and their adult soccer coach, rescued from that flooded cave in Thailand, are now out of the hospital and back home with their families. A Turkish court has once again denied a request for the release from custody of an American pastor in Turkey. He's on trial, accused of aiding terror groups and espionage.
Andrew Craig Brunson, a 50-year-old evangelical pastor from Black Mountain, North Carolina, was arrested in 2016. He was put in jail in the wake of a 2016 coup attempt for alleged links to outlawed Kurdish rebels, as well as a network led by a U.S.-based Muslim cleric whom Turkey blames for the unrest. Brunson, who faces up to 35 years in prison, denies the charges. The case has strained Turkish-U.S. relations. President Donald Trump tweeted in Brunson's defense earlier in the year, saying, "They call him a spy, but I am more a spy than he is. I'm Zeria Shakli."
Homebuilders sharply curtailed the pace of construction in June. The Commerce Department says housing starts tumbled 12.3% last month. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow is up about 37 points, NASDAQ down 19, the S&P is off a fraction. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a true story. My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under $1 a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
The European Union's antitrust chief is hitting Google with a record $5 billion fine.
This is all about the control Google exercises over this Android operating system, and in the European Commission's view, how far it's come from the original concept. Google originally touted Android as completely open source. You could take it, do what you want with it, it's free, we don't care. And over the years, it's got more and more tied down. They want to impose things like making you, if you're a manufacturer and want to use Google Search on the phone, take a whole bunch of other Google apps too. So the central allegation is that it's incredibly dominant and it's abusing that dominance for its own good.
That's the BBC's Rory Catlin-Jones. Marriott International says it's going to remove plastic straws and drink stirrers from all of its 6,500 hotels and resorts worldwide by next year. News and analysis at townhall.com. Efforts underway to head off a mass transit strike in Washington, D.C. after the Transit Workers Union authorized a walkout.
The Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority met with leaders of the Amalgamated Transit Union Local 689 at a secret location on Tuesday. This meeting follows the union's vote last Sunday. Union spokesman David Stevens says there was no change in either part's position. Metro officials called the meeting a constructive and frank discussion. Workers have not had a contract since July 2016.
SCO correspondent Andrew Stewart. Congresswoman Martha Roby has won Alabama's Republican runoff, defeating former Democrat Bobby Bright, the contest that hinged on loyalty to President Trump and his policies. Both Mr. Trump and Vice President Pence endorsed the four-term incumbent in recent weeks. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. I'll say Linda Bott, but Linda's gone now. And, of course, my co-host today is Gary Hayward, general manager of the Wind River Resort and Casino, but also heads up the the Development Corporation, which is building the new I-5 project. And we've talked about the last 30 minutes about that. But as my co-host, now we're shifting gears because we got Sheriff Tom Basinko here. But that, before we start, Bob.
Weather. Still got the excessive heat warning in effect, especially if you have to walk around town wearing Kevlar. be sure you hydrate. 111, the expected high today. Overnight low near 80. It should actually start, break out the jacket because it cools to 108 tomorrow, 103 on Friday, and a mere 101 on Saturday. Hot and dry and a little bit of wind, so please be fire safe and hydrate yourself up. Currently in Reading, 80 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Shasta Gas Propane and Anderson Company, a veteran-owned company. Give them a call, 365-3793. You may not be thinking about propane right now, but now is a good time to get your orders in for the winter. 365-3793 again, and they give discounts to seniors and veterans. Gary and I are here with Sheriff Tom Basinko. Tom, you're poised, man.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Bob, probably after today, 101, you'd have to put on a sweater.
Yeah. Right. Well, you know what? Yesterday,
people in Phoenix, when it hits 90, they're like,
and I had breakfast with a young man that's used to work for, he was here on a work visa, from, his name is Simon, worked for Brian Daly.
Yes.
And really a nice young man, very well represents, you know, Daly, but also his own nation. Well, his work visa was up, and he's heading back to Australia. So we had breakfast yesterday morning, and we were expecting Ted Leidy. He had been invited. I didn't know that, but he'd been invited. And he said, well, I can make it unless I'm hunting, because he's a guide. So yesterday morning, I'll be at you start at like 4:30. He was hunting for pigs yesterday. Oh, wow. Now, I'm not sure how long he was hunting, but he and I have gone out before, and it's been warm. And there's not enough water to drink. You pretty soon, you've got one of those little survival straws, and I've got my face in the water like that, hoping that it works.
Well, John Wayne didn't drink out of a survival straw.
No, he drank out of a mule. He said, I drank out of a mule shoe. You know, it was just a little imprint in the sand, and that's what I drink out of.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's summertime, you'd have to get up pretty early because those pigs will get moving.
They do. They come out early, and then they get back into the underbrush and then try and kick them out of there, though we throw rocks. Anyway, okay, so it's going to be hot today, everybody, 111 degrees. Do not leave anything in the car that you want to come back to, that you expect it to be alive. So, Tom.
Some great things going on.
I have one question.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if you heard the show Friday. We were at Putts for Paws, but Les Ball. I don't usually, when I do a remote, bring people in, but I'd had Les scheduled for a while, so, and Les was more than happy to come out to Riverview for Haven Humane. But the big thing kind of came, and I didn't really get a chance because it was at the end of the show. We have a juvie facility mm-hmm. that we spend $1.2 million a year on to keep running. We've got 18 juveniles in there, some of which we import from other places.
It might be more than 1.2. I thought Les said it was about $5 million to operate.
Do you think it's that much? I don't think it's that much.
That's been in public meetings.
Oh, has it? $5 million for 20 kits, some of which don't even come from here.
It comes out to about $600 to $700 a day, I believe, per kid. With the budget that's there, that's what I've heard at public meetings.
Okay. Anyway, but it's still
a bunch,
and we could move 100 people out of the jail into this facility. Is this true?
It is, but it takes a little bit further explanation. The facility is owned by the state, by state bondholders. It was built with state revenue bond money. For us to do something different than the project, the county would have to pay off the loan, and then it would become their building. Until then, the bondholders, no different than the bank that is your lien holder on your home, you can't completely remodel your home or devastate it without getting some of the bank's permission because that's their investment.
You know what? I do remember us talking about this one time.
Yes.
And that was the holdup.
That's the hitch for it.
We'd have to take on a how big bond investment?
About, I think, $15 million. $15 million for the facility.
So they could do 100 because they have the capacity? Is that the issue?
Roughly, yes, because the juvenile facility, the requirements for juveniles are, one way you can look at it is more lenient than the adult facility. So the adults don't have to have as big as cells. They don't have as much square footage. Where the juveniles have more square footage, a little bit bigger cells. And so the rules would easily accommodate adults in there.
Gotcha.
Now, you can't mix juveniles and adults.
Right.
That's also a law thing.
Well, that's a good law. I like that.
So,
well, okay, so we would have to take on the $15 million bond and...
You'd have to pay it off.
Oh, you'd have to pay it off.
Right,
so
that would become a county facility owned by the county. Then you can do whatever you
want.
And
then it's another $5 million a year?
Well, it's that right now.
Well, that's what I mean, though, but I thought when we were talking about that other facility for the ARC,
right?
Was that going to be $5 million a year?
No.
Why? I mean, because it was smaller, right?
It was
not that much smaller.
I don't know what the square footage of the juvenile facility is in comparison to the ARC square footage.
Well, why is it costing so much more per person there? I mean, I realize you only got 20 people, but...
They do have education for the juveniles there. We have GED at the jail, but they have actual like high school classes, middle school classes there for the juveniles that are incarcerated. I don't know if that's part of their budget, but that has been discussed at the Board of Supervisors for a while now, and we can see the county was balking at about the initial one. We were trying to be pretty frugal with tax money, and we had a little over $2 million, almost $3 million. But then they wanted to fold in the cost of laundry and kitchen into that budget, which is a sunk cost anyway, which means we're paying it now at the jail, and we'd just transfer that money from the jail budget to the ARC mm-hmm. budget, and that boosted it to almost $4 million. Well, then they balked. Well, it's almost $4 million, but remember, over $1 million of it is that we're already paying it for kitchen and laundry facilities.
Isn't it double counting?
That became the spin.
Okay, so what we're seeing then is, and the ARC would have cost how much to build?
At that time, approximately $22 million.
$22
million. It's gone up because we had to keep cutting back on the square footage because of escalation of the building costs. And now I think to build that same facility, it would probably be closer to $30 million today with escalation costs.
Why don't we, Hey, Gary, why don't you guys take that on
and build that facility for like half the price there because you're private, you know, your private business, you know.
Yep. You ever seen Gary's? I ever saw him. Gary's face just turns red.
And
it's usually when I throw things at him like that, and he just goes, he just looks at me.
Yeah, but, I couldn't
imagine.
I can use a little bit of a pun here, and you know, Shirley, you jest, but you may jest, but don't call you Shirley. There are investment firms that do just exactly that. They build prisons, build jails in other parts of the United States, and then either lease the facility back to the government entity, or in other states, they operate it and then rent the bed space to the government entity. In California, you can't do that. California Constitution.
Private, yeah.
Not jails. There are private prisons, which
no
the state.
Jails.
There are some down in the Kern County for private prisons, which the state rents beds, rents the facility, and then they have their people in it.
What were you going to say, Gary?
I just, you know, we were talking about bureaucracy earlier and stuff, that government stuff, and I couldn't imagine the layers that Sheriff Pasinko has to deal with. And it's terrible, and I'm not I'm just saying it's terrible.
Well, no, it is.
I deal with a very small government. And, you know, entity, and you have a ton of, and people don't understand that. I don't think, because when they say, okay, they're part of the jail was closed down, you know, people don't understand why. And I get that a lot.
And that was budget.
Yeah, and I get that a lot. And so what triggers,
and everything's open and functional.
Right.
Some people still think there's a floor closed, and that's false.
With the county budget, there's not a lot of flexibility to give you guys more money to do that. Unlike the city's budget.
Correct.
And people don't understand that.
That pie is only so big.
Right.
And if you want to have more money for somewhere else, that means somebody gets a smaller piece of the pie. You have to. And the revenue, that is what comes in. That's the pie, is the revenue coming in. That's been very slow to build back up after the Great Recession.
Right.
We're seeing it build back up like in San Francisco, Sacramento. We're usually about 5 years behind those metropolitan areas.
Well, and I was watching some statistics the other day, and I've seen this place change in the last 10 years, you know, big time with our homeless population, with what comes with the homeless population. People understand that the homeless population isn't just a bunch of people that are walking around being homeless. They're chronic trespassers. They're chronic, they abuse things. They
thefts,
abuse people.
Vandalisms.
Vandalisms, theft, you know, all that stuff comes with that.
And then you have the blight part of it, where they have their camps or their refuge.
Oh, that's horrible.
Human waste.
Yeah.
Well, let's continue with this, but we do have to take a break. Because I want to come back in the questions you're asking here, but one of the questions that came in was, with that proposed sales tax help with that, maybe that juvie facility, you know, to pay for the juvie facility if we took on a bond? But let's just answer that
when we'll
come
back. I do have the sales tax on my notes to talk about today.
Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, let Sharon Clark help you in your situation. And she's going to come to your home and give you a personal consultation there. Of course, it's free because she wants the best for your family. She wants to be able to match up her people with your needs. Give her a call at 225-8350 or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. Just remember, there's no place like home. We'll be right back with Sheriff Tom Pasinko and my co-host Gary Hayward.
Changing your oil with Havoline products is a good decision. Two of the most important reasons: changing your oil on a regular basis improves gas mileage and promotes engine longevity. At Premier Oil Change, we pride ourselves in making it more convenient. There's no appointment necessary. Just drive in, you stay in your car, enjoy a free beverage while you wait, free Wi-Fi, easy in, easy out, and we use quality Havoline motor oil. You earn rewards points with every dollar you spend, giving you the ability to earn free services from Premier Oil Change. Premier Oil Change cares about your car and your time, so we make it our business to make your car maintenance as friendly as possible. Stop by a Premier Oil Change near you today and get your car services with Havoline products. Visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting, and Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in the stucco would be a couple things to look for, and then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, That estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460, 23 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 18th of July, 2018. It's 80 degrees, going up to 111 today. 111, triple sticks. So, you know what? Hydrate. Try to stay out of the sun. Make sure when you're walking your dog, the dog doesn't walk on the concrete because it'll be like 135 degrees for the dog.
And it's or just, higher.
Or higher.
They had that on the news yesterday. Like they took a temperature and it's like at 164.
164.
Yeah. And their pads can get burnt.
Oh, my gosh. Mm. You know what? Take your shoes off. Walk around a little bit. See what that's like. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelers just down there yesterday, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Rebecca and Henry are just busy, busy, busy. One of the only full-service jewelry stores in Reading. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Gary Hayward is my guest host today, co-host. And we've got Tom Basinkel. We're going to pin him down and pummel him here on a few things. But one of the things, people are coming in with some ideas here. One, the proposed sales tax. We're going to talk about that.
Yep.
California City has a private prison, and Orange County has private jails. I don't know where they get this information. For inmates who can pay for it, minor and nonviolent crimes.
I don't think they're private because that, like I said, okay, it's in the California Constitution. But I did hear about that a number of years ago. So, like, if you're a person that does have fiscal ability, have like your private cell.
Why don't you just have it? You know what? Here, you can take one floor out at Wind River and make it into your
the overwhelming.
I live down there. No,
these for these are for rich people, man. They get in there. You know, these are like for your lawyers.
Oh, and,
the overwhelming amount of people that are in the jail usually do not have any money. They are unemployed. They have addiction disorders. They have chronic committing crime. That's why they're in jail. And so usually they can't afford much. They get a public defender because they can't afford a private lawyer. So that Yeah. And you'd have very few people that could, quote, afford to pay.
And
the private prison, and as I said earlier in the last segment, there are private prisons in California. Yeah. There's not private jails.
So how do you feel about people having the capacity to do that? I mean, or having the ability to do that?
It works out great.
Pay for the extra.
But for a one-bedroom, for a bedroom in an apartment in Irvine, in Orange County, that'll run you about $2,500
right.
a month.
So you got to have
just
money.
One bedroom in that three-bedroom apartment.
You know, but $2,500, you know, $2,500, $2,500.
No, that's just for a real apartment when you're free.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what the cost for to be in the jail.
I think it should be more.
But it's an economy in Orange County that is way different than Shasta.
Well, you know what? You take somebody definitely. That's rich and you say, hey, look, you can have a private room or Bubba. You can have Bubba or the private room.
They're paying.
They're paying. Okay, Tom, the proposed sales tax.
Mm-hmm.
A quarter cent brings up like $7 million, and a half cent brings in like $14 million.
Correct. Wow. Yesterday at the Board of Supervisors, they're moving forward with the proposal for a half cent sales tax.
Half cent, okay.
Making it, which would be approximately $14 million, depending on the economy and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Making it specific for jail beds, jail operation, not supplanting or affecting the current budget.
In other words, they're not going to just replace it. Like
they're not
going to
play the nut and shell game of swippy swapping with the monies. And for deputy sheriffs on patrol, they want to keep it simple, keep it focused. They also had a consensus there yesterday of no sunset clause. So that means that after a period of time, it would stop unless it goes back to the voters. So they're trying to
vote,
get this.
You've got it. It's there.
Correct.
Now, when we start talking about raising taxes, the city, of course, failed miserably, but they were going, it wasn't a two-thirds.
This will be still a two-thirds.
This is a two-thirds.
But
is there an oversight? Was it mentioned in an oversight committee?
A public speaker at public comment did mention like a committee of public oversight that hadn't been decided on there. I mean, that's, again, to a degree, that's what we get paid to do as a whether it be an elected official such as myself or elected officials as Board of Supervisors. I get that, too. And that came up during D&E as well about the public
the
oversight.
Well, you know what? Just my opinions. It's free, so it's worth that. The fact is that having an oversight committee at least lets the public know that there's somebody not within the bureaucracy that's looking at it to make sure it happens.
Right. Right.
I'm all for that. You know what? Not that I don't trust anybody, but you know what?
Nothing's set in stone.
You may not be
yet.
The sheriff in 10 years. The Board of Supervisors could change tomorrow or, you know, in November, you know, slowly but surely. And so having having an oversight committee, I think, you know, it just says the money's here and this is where it goes.
And that no oversight committee, that's not set in stone. That's still – now they have to develop the language for what's going to end up being on the ballot. And that'll come up on the November ballot.
Does that get you what you need for the
gets us a great shot in the arm? I mean, we need deputy sheriffs on patrol, and we're talking in our outlying communities like Happy Valley, Cottonwood, Lakehead, Singletown,
Burnie. You can establish a
residency
spot. A residency spot there,
And just try and get back to where we were in the late 80s and early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a big plus. Getting the additional jail beds and operational costs for correctional deputies and our staff. And then there was some stuff that came up in the meeting that said, hey, what about this part of the county, as in county operations, different offices? And, hey, what about this? And the board said, no, we don't want to get it diluted and watered down because that'll be a failure because then, again, that pie is getting spread out to too many things.
You cannot take anything away from the public safety. It can't go as much as I'd like to see it go to part of it go to the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. I'd love to see part of that money go there. But once you do that, everything's open.
Out of two special Board of Supervisors meetings dedicated for public safety, the message was adamantly clear. More deputies, jail beds, jail space, jail operations. That's what it boiled down to, those simple things right there. Keep it simple. Keep it focused. It'll have a chance. Again,
we have one of the lowest sales tax rates in the state. You go to the Bay Area, you could be looking at 8 to 10% because they've tacked on other sales tax initiatives within those communities.
Mm-hmm.
We see it in Anderson has a sales tax initiative.
Well, there. And Anderson can say, hey, look, we're already paying a sales tax here for police.
Now, what Red about Bluff this? Has one.
The question is no money for Reading Police?
No.
Out of this?
No. At least that was discussed yesterday. Again, not everything is set in
half
stone.
Half the voters live in Reading.
I'd say probably over half the voters live in Reading.
And how many? What's the percentage of people that are arrested?
How much money does Reading contribute to the operation of the jail?
They're going to say
none.
Well,
really?
Yeah. Wow. I mean,
the city of Reading gives no money to the county of Shasta.
But probably 70 to 80% of the bookings come from Reading.
Right.
So, but the city of Reading, they'll argue with you on this.
Okay.
I mean, they will, because I've heard them say that they do give money somehow, and I'm not exactly sure how it is, but it's through a tax thing or something.
Well, there's
the
Proposition 172 monies that come from sales tax statewide. There's the booking fees. That comes from state money that is reimbursed to the city for the booking fees, but actual city of Reading money, no.
There's no direct payments.
No direct payments. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Tax revenue sharing has been an issue in this county for many decades.
Yeah, yes. You know what? Since I've been here, and I can't figure out why they can't get this one together either. But
yeah, it's been a kick and gouge in the mud and the blood and the beer kind of
thing.
This
is our chance to get public safety the funding that it needs, that is dedicated for public safety. It is specific for deputies and jail operation, jail beds.
Okay.
Then how long we got to a break, Bob?
We're here right now.
Okay. So we'll talk about the jail bed project when we come back.
Yeah, I want to talk about that because I want to talk about if this comes through, we're already talking about some beds, but it's going to take the county courthouse being built. So
that'll be part of the discussion, too.
All right. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Check out their newest branch down at 1845 California Street, just south of Jack's. Go on down there. Find out all the new things they're doing. Plus, find out how they move local dreams forward. Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back. Gary Hayward, Carl Bott, and Sheriff Tom Basinko.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention. Since 1968.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Has been delighting audiences on the weekends around the world since 1979. Join us Friday, August 10th as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Loverboy live in the event center with their trademark red leather pants, bandanas, big rock sounds, and high-energy live show that includes their string of hits. Turn Me Loose, The Kid Is Hot Tonight, This Could Be the Night, loving every minute of it, and their mega hit, Working for the Weekend. Loverboy's catalog includes some of Arena Rock's most enduring anthems. This is sure to be a sold-out concert, so purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WindRiver.com. Tickets for this event are just $25, $30, and $35. Don't miss your chance to see Loverboy in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Friday, August 10th. For details, call 1-800-280-UIN or download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the River. I wanna fly.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Oh, yeah. I'm liking this. 26 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the 18th of July, 2018. 85 degrees already, my friends. It's going to 111 today. Weather reports brought to you by Chef and Yes Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, and the sheriff has accused me of being shaggy. I'll probably be down there today or tomorrow to get my long locks cut.
Hopefully we don't have any smoke on the water today.
That's what that song is. Be fire safe.
Yeah, be fire safe.
You know, okay. And we'll talk a little bit about that
running,
before we go
don't
out.
Don't go running chainsaws at the street. I'll come
or lawnmowers.
Or shooting out there, and, you know, in your hinterland there and watching.
Oh,
the
power
start.
Line road.
Oh. Yeah. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens. Discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a better-known business. Man's Last Stronghold. Love it there. Okay, we're here. Of course, Gary Hayward and I are teaming up today as co-host, and we've got Tom Basenko here. And we've talked about the proposed tax that the Board of Supervisors is bringing to the November ballot,
yes.
It looks like. Now, here's the thing is, people, if you like it the way it is, we can't put more people into jail because it's, you know, we just don't have any more space. We don't have enough deputies in Shasta County to cover the area so that it takes an hour to get you know, there if they're lucky, depending on what it is. If you like the status quo, that these people, that they're not going to get any better if we can't get them off the streets and get them into programs, and that's what the jail is and does, then don't vote for this. Because it's going to take two-thirds of us to vote on this. But all that money specifically goes to jail, deputies, more beds.
Yep.
And now, how do you get a larger – I mean, you can't build a jail. I mean, is this part of building another jail? Is this part of the maybe, like, you know, we said taking the juvie over?
So would
that tax pay for that?
Right. Part of the plan that I developed and submitted to the Board of Supervisors a number of months ago – and they approved, was first step is to make some modifications to the interior of the jail. And we're getting ready to do that in August. So we have the square footage, but it did not have the right number of showers when it was originally built.
Mm-hmm.
And the Board of Corrections always said, no, 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 you can't expand anymore. Well, we finally got a yes answer. They said, if you add one more shower, you can add inmates because there has to be a 16, you can have 16 inmates to a shower, a ratio, not that they're all in there at the same time. So that's not a good visual. So so if we all the jail has two showers per level. So if we add one more, then we can have up to 40 inmates in our housing units. So that can expand it out. The first one was 64 beds. And then when they said... hey, there's another rule that you have to keep 10% of your sales as single-person sales. They said, hey, that rule is no longer. So if you wanted to add three more showers, you could also add about 38 more people. And so we're in the final stages of getting that approved by the state. The county said, hey, this is a good deal with economy of scale since we already got the shower project going. Let's add these other three showers. The contractor's going to be there anyway. Costs about another $350,000. But it still gives us the ability to expand.
Is it a shower head or a total shower?
It's a shower.
Okay, yeah, it's just one shower.
Just one shower.
It's not like a group shower. It's a you know, rectangular.
Well, no, I understand that. But when we say, when you, you know, because one for, you know, under $1 million could add how many, the first one?
We were doing under $1 million. We were adding 8 showers.
Oh, okay. So it was one shower head per facility.
Per housing unit.
Per housing unit. So now with the second part, it's 3 more shower heads.
In other housing units.
In each one of the housing units?
Yeah. So now we'll have almost 3 showers per all the housing units in the jail that we can. So that gives us roughly about 102 beds that we can add to the jail. Now, when you do add the beds, then that comes additional operational cost. You need more food, more clothes, more sheets, more medical care. That adds up. The first 64 beds, we said, hey, you know what? We can probably do this with the amount of staff that we currently have. And we got a few positions back, 4 positions, and we said we can do that. With the additional 38 beds, hey, we're going to need some more positions for that. The county's trying to identify money for that. Hence, this is also would come where the sales tax comes in. That could go for those operational costs. We're adding the beds. Now we need, you know, staff to be able to do it and be able to, you know, properly feed and have medical services for these individuals. So that's a big plus. The first 64 beds, it looked like it'd be around $600,000 a year for the additional operational costs. And then the other 38 beds, you'd have to divide that. But, be probably close to $1 million, a little over $1 million for additional operational costs of those 102 beds.
Oh.
And that's not $1 million that the county has. Hence, this half a cent sales tax can be a big plus. Then, with the courthouse going in, we've evaluated departments 1 and 2. Those are the courtrooms that are attached to the jail facility for the Justice Center. And with hallway space and everything, it looks like we could add 64 beds in that facility. Originally, they thought they could do 64 beds in each of the courtrooms. Well, with the square footage requirements, that can't be done. You got hallways and all that stuff. So it looks like 64 beds for the courtroom facilities. So that would be another, that'd be 166 beds if we could add those in. And then,
but that's not for several years.
Not for several years, granted. But it's a plan to move forward for the increasing the jail bed space. Then,
which for some reason we've never had, or we've had, but it's just been on a back burner.
It has because
we've gotten our, you know, I think the state's been put under a lot of pressure because of how bad 109 and 47
are. We've been pushing on them pretty hard up here.
Yeah. And I know the district attorneys are going after them,
yes,
too.
Yes. And so with our facilities, the governor made a raid on the courthouse funding. They took loans out from it, but eventually got those back, and then we're still on the list, and so we're moving forward with the courthouse. But anyway, in the parking lot right near the Justice Center and those courtrooms, we can do plans to build a 2- or 3-story housing facility there that could hold about 100 people. So now we're up to about 266 beds. And at some long term, we can do a ARC facility there. There's a modular courthouse, mobile-type modular courthouse right there on the parking lot. That's not good for necessarily housing of inmates there, but the jail is in desperate need of program space, and that program space essentially is classrooms. And that's some of those rehabilitative services and programs and education that can be provided that we could take advantage of that as a program space facility there. Again, all this takes money and revenue, and that all would go towards specifically the half-cent sales tax that can be up on the ballot. And you're right. If people want the status quo with the problems that we have with lack of jail bed space and lack of deputies on patrol,
just vote against it.
That's not the right thing to do.
Well, no,
live in a democracy, but
if you have
it's your
people,
choice.
If you have 4 people voting and 3 of them vote for it, then it wins.
Right.
It's what I hear people complain about the most, though.
Yeah.
So hopefully
yeah.
they're going to step up because I don't think they understand the lack of funding that the sheriff's department gets, but what their job is to do. I had no idea that you didn't directly get paid by the city at least something.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I guarantee a lot of people don't know that.
Well,
you jail the majority of their
and the other thing,
arrests.
too, Gare, is that the pay scale for the sheriff's deputies is a lot lower than surrounding law enforcement units. So when you get a guy that's good or a girl that's good, somebody comes in there and poaches them, And sometimes they don't even have to move.
They don't even get a 25% raise. Poach, that takes a lot of, not a lot, it takes effort. A lot of times they don't, because then the officers themselves, they look, hey, my brother, my sister across the street at another agency is making $11 an hour more than I am. Yeah, I'll go apply and go, and that happens.
Okay, you're right. It's not poaching, but they just have to look around and see that.
Yeah, they go across the street to Reading PD and make $11 an hour more for doing essentially the same job.
And they don't have to move. They've gone to Reading. They've gone to Anderson. They've gone to Red Bluff. They go to, you know, other places around.
And so we're sending people to the academy on a regular basis now because it's very difficult for recruiting, and you don't see lateral officers, experienced officers moving because of changes in the retirement systems and stuff. And even Reading PD is not seeing the laterals coming to Reading unless they're...
It changes their pay, how they get paid and how they retire.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So you
that's
might see a new bonus kid moving, but not too much. Hey, you know, before we go too much further...
Yeah, we got to take a break in a minute. What?
A mutual friend of ours, Lori G., her birthday is today. And you know who that is, Carl.
Happy birthday to you.
To Lori. Yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Lori. Happy birthday to you.
Great person. Good friend.
Outstanding. Hey, I also want to mention before we take a break that the Discover Health at Reading Rancheria, everybody is invited to this free event. It's going to be at 9 a.m. Wednesday, August the 1st. It's going to be the annual Discover Health at Reading Rancheria Health Fair. And they're going to have vendors located in the Event Center, Eagle Room, and the Reading Rancheria Community Center. Come and enjoy this exciting day filled with health screenings, information on living a healthier lifestyle, crafting vendors, and much more. These are screenings at no cost. Blood pressure, body fat analysis, body mass index, cholesterol, diabetes pre-screen, and more. They have special activities for kids, and all ages are welcome. For more information, call Olivia at 226-1734 or Jasmine at 339-7462. All of this is out at Wind River. It's becoming healthier. We'll be right back.
Is fun time in Northern California. We're Billy and Patrick with your personal invitation to have more fun in a brand new Kia from Reading Kia, your official summertime fun headquarters.
Celebrate this summer with no payments for 90 days in a new 2018 Kia Niro. This 40-50 mile per gallon crossover hatchback hybrid is showing up everywhere in NorCal.
I've got one. I love it.
And nothing says summer like the 2018 Kia Soul. That's the cool crossover that sits up nice and high, has tons of storage. Like all Kias, it's America's best value. We have a Soul, and it's perfect.
The 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento is here. There's room for your camping gear. It has power for towing and is at home on or off-road.
Get yours today and make no payments until fall.
No cost, lifetime oil changes, and tire rotations are yours when you take home your new Kia from Reading Kia, proud sponsor of community events like the Mosquito Serenade.
Finance offer on approval of credit ends 8/10/2018. Reading Kia, ReadingKia.com.
Hi, I'm Jim from Design Time, your full-service shop. Are you looking for a wood look floor that is low-maintenance and waterproof? Check out our luxury vinyl. Easy to install yourself, or we have professional installers available. There are many beautiful colors and styles to choose from. So come and visit our showrooms and see for yourself. We are located on Highway 273, just north of Wind River Casino. Don't forget, Design Time for all your flooring needs.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goals. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studio of KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. Hope you're doing well. It's 85 degrees, going up to 111 today. Be careful out there. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793, discounts for senior and veterans. It might be time to get your propane orders in right now when nobody else is thinking about it. Gary Hayward, my co-host today. Gary, buddy.
Great to be back.
Yeah, well, you know what? You've been extremely busy. Gary has, of course, is they've got the big plans for the I-5 facility there, and you're talking to everybody.
Everybody in any way that's open to me presenting what we're doing.
How do people get a hold of you? They'd like you to come to their group.
So the best thing to do is call down to the casino and ask for Alex, 243-3377, extension 1410. Alex Mack will set the appointment. She'll set it up.
And Alex is really good.
Yeah, I'll be at the Sunrise Rotary Sunday morning at 7 this week. Friday morning at 7. That's my next
one. Well, I tell you what, you need to see the presentation that Gary has. I've seen it a couple of times, and the idea is so everybody can see what this does. We're talking about 900 jobs. We're talking about so many other things that are happening here.
Yeah, what's really awesome is we're still in the design phase. So I've actually gotten some input from the community that's helped us modify just a few things.
Sure.
And also modify what we're putting out there so that there's things I didn't think about people wanted to see, especially the how we're going to get access, which is the big one for people, especially people who live in that corridor.
Yeah. So ingress and egress.
Yes.
Especially for emergency vehicles, too.
That's a big one for everybody.
Yeah, and somebody asked about the Smith Road. And you said, well, if we expand down there, we're going to do all that stuff.
Yeah, we originally had the resort facility, and we had a retail facility that was going to go in adjacent to it. And we actually, part of the discussion with the city was that would trigger the need for Smith Road. And the retail wasn't as important to us as relocating the resort.
Sure.
So we took that out for future plans. Now, in the future, if we decide to bring that back in, Smith Road would trigger Smith Road needing to be done.
Sure.
And but there's a lot of logistics associated with that.
So if you're on Smith Road, you don't have anything to worry about.
Nothing.
Okay. We're here with Sheriff Tom Basinko.
Yes.
During the break. Gary.
So a lot going on with the sales tax thing. And Gary, you had a question regarding some of the homeless stuff.
Well, and that's a topic of discussion. Anywhere I go, anytime we're sitting around, everybody's impacted. So, you know, my question was,
absolutely,
what's your opinion on how to get that?
It is better than it is now. It is very difficult to address and solve. The city of Los Angeles has pumped in over the last number of years over $2 billion, to help solve the homeless issue, and they have yet to resolve it. It impacts every community. Within almost every community, that's a broad brush, but unless you're in a really cold climate, like Alturas isn't really affected a lot by homelessness.
Right.
But you go down to the state capitol, you're down there a lot. I'm down there. You go out on J Street, K and L, all that.
Oh, yeah.
There is homeless people in the alcoves there.
Same thing with pushing the shopping carts, sleeping in the alcoves.
Soliciting.
Problems.
Yeah.
Soliciting.
Yeah, but I've never gotten that much solicitation.
You and
there
I
is,
don't.
There is another.
No,
same
you
thing.
And I won't. But women and other people.
But there is it's a multifaceted, many problems to address. Part of it is mental health. Mm-hmm. Part of it is addiction disorders. They have, whether it be alcohol, drugs, or both. Some of it is unemployment. They'd want some of the homeless people are unemployed and want to get back to work. They don't like the situation. There's other people that is their lifestyle and they do not want to change.
I've experienced it recently.
Yeah.
Especially in the Native community, some of the people who are in that situation, my thing to them is when they ask me for things, I offer them a job. And what I've found is exactly what the sheriff just said, is some of them are choosing to live that way.
Right.
And people don't understand that. You know, we will go as far as getting them clothes to go to work, and they're still are not motivated to do it.
Then there's people that have mental health disorders and need mental health assistance and treatment to get changed and straightened out. And some of the people that with mental health disorders also have drug and alcohol addictions. And then there's also the education level. Some of these people do not have a very good education coupled with mental health, addiction. How do they get employed? Well, you got to get them drug and alcohol free. You got to get them stabilized, run to health, and then get them an education.
Sounds like to me, Tom, is that you got your Shasta County Health and Human Services with a huge budget to do a lot of this stuff. Then we have the jail. If we had more spots that we could get people into it, that would get them off the street, start drying them out, so you could hand them over to a program like that. Mm-hmm. Is there an overarching plan that people have put together? Okay, let's all work together on this.
There is a in Shasta County. There is a, we call it COC, Continuum of Care, that helps address some of the issues with homelessness and mental health issues. Again, but being homeless isn't a crime.
No, it's not.
Some of the homeless people do commit crimes and impact our quality of life here, but simply being homeless is not a crime. And somebody said, well, how many homeless people do you have in jail for being homeless? None, because being homeless is, not a crime. We have people that are accused of crimes or convicted of crimes being housed in the jail. So it's a very, and nearly every community in California is dealing with these things. And if you do a Google search on Santa Ana River out of Orange County, a huge homeless encampment along the Santa Ana River and a river trail.
Yeah.
A federal judge said, it could have been federal, it might have been state judge. But anyway, a judge said, hey, county, you just can't kick these people off there. You're going to have to go and find them housing before we'll issue an order to kick them off of there.
Orange County
had to spend millions of dollars trying to get housing for the homeless people, some of which didn't want it.
And it's impossible to take that many people. There were thousands along that river.
Well, I think in our greater community, if you want to see the issue, float down the Sacramento River, get in here by the Civic and float down to Anderson, or get in any of the other waterways. Get in Clear Creek. Float down that. Take a look.
Yeah.
It's not what it was when I was a kid.
And if you're going to do a float on the river 10 years ago.
And
if you're going to do a float on the river or the Clear Creek, please be safe. Wear the right equipment and everything.
And stay away from this. I'd like to hit on this one last thing here. Changing it. We've got 3 minutes. I have noticed a huge increase, at least it seems to me, in car wrecks with deaths. We're having car wrecks across from Dairy Queen that's killing people. We've got them out at Bella Vista. We've got them on Palisigo. But it just seems like every time you turn around, there's somebody else being killed in a car. Tom, what's causing this?
Variety of factors. So they have to look at every collision that is investigated, whether it be by a police department or the California Highway Patrol. They have a primary collision factor. And they also look at the road conditions. So is that contributing factor? Oftentimes it is operator error. It is driving too fast for conditions and or distracted driving or driving while impaired or all the above. So
what do you see?
Like there was a number of years ago, they were seeing a high amount of deaths on Highway 44. So they had a special project. They did speed enforcement, which a lot of them were speed related, driving too fast for conditions. And then they did some road improvements as well. And so I know the California Highway Patrol tracks the number of fatalities in their given area, or what we call the Reading area, for enforcement, and they look at those very closely. And so does the city of Reading. If they're looking at high accident rates at certain intersections, what's the cause?
I understand that, but am I wrong about this? It seems like there's a lot more here in the last month.
There seems to be a little bit of spike as to those traffic accidents.
Are you getting any indications that it's drugs or
we don't, because in the county area, CHP investigates those. That'd be a CHP question. You might want to have them on here.
Well, yeah, they're coming on next.
Oh, okay.
I mean, not next
but soon on your show in the future, yes. And so that's a good question, and how they deal with that, looking at the road conditions.
It just seems like, it just seems like that we've seen a lot of people. Okay, Tom, thank you so much for being here.
Always enjoy being here.
And you know what, and I'd like to, there's so much that can be done about this, or it has to be talked about this tax before November.
Absolutely. We have to get that information out, so I'd be more than happy to come back in.
Sure.
Especially like with maybe one of the board of supervisors, like right now the chairman is Les Baugh. We could come in and talk about that sales tax and go from there. But it has to get out there, because that's what's going to help us address some of these issues with jail beds and deputies on the street getting boots on the ground. And thank you for having me.
Of course.
And I want to thank the sheriff for always being available and congratulate on your reelection.
Thank you very much. Yeah. We have a great working relationship with the Rancheria.
Okay. Now, I want to talk one more time with Gary. Gary is out there on the road right now to any place in Reading.
I'm open.
Talking about the new resort on I-5. If you want to give him a call, call Alex out there at the Wind River at
243-3377, extension 1410.
And, you know, the point is take a good look at Reading Rancheria. They are Reading.